Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Is it as crazy as mine? Boy, some of the crazy events that happened today, I'll tell you what. Woo. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I've got some comedy skits for you and everything else. So we can relax and sit back and having a good time a little bit. You know, did you bring your snacks? Did you bring your favorite drink? Well, I hope you did. So we've got to do a disclaimer. I'm getting a message up here on the screen. We're having trouble streaming to your destination. Hopefully you can listen to us. I'll catch it on the replay. If not, we'll have to do another show. But going forward, as soon as I hit the right button here, I always hate it when we have little bugs that happen during the show. Makes it nasty. But anyhow, welcome to my world, and you're welcome to it. Anyhow, we have to do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we have to say with a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Enjoy your beverage. Enjoy your snacks. Keep the noise down. You know, you crunch a little bit too loud and it gets on the earwaves. Hey, tell your friends about us too, because they can join us too every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. because we're live. Well, what else is going on? A lot of stuff going on in the world. And before we do that, I've got to go through and do a whole bunch of stuff here. Because if I don't, the powers that be will say, hey, you didn't mention us. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. As long as I click the right button, and hopefully everything's being broadcast the way it should be. But we'll see. Well, anyhow, let's see what we've got here. Oh, I found something I was going to do at the beginning of the show. I didn't have a chance because of that little thing that popped up and said, we're having trouble with the transmission. Well, fix it. Anyhow, I found this today, and I think I'm going to sneak it in sometimes. I'm not sure if that came from Rush Limbaugh or not. Sounds familiar, though. Well, anyhow, guys, check out the Trim Radio Network, please. You know, donate if you can, because airtime is not cheap. So if you want to help support us, that's fine. None of us get paid for doing our shows. That's obvious. But we have fun doing them. And hopefully you have a little fun enjoying them. Or enjoying all the information that we give. So, you know, help us out. Buy the merchandise. Go down here to the collectibles. Click on shop. And then you'll get these four little boxes that come up. It's not instantaneous for some reason. And it doesn't want to work for some reason. What's going on here? Oh, my goodness. It's not doing it. Well, anyhow, there's plenty of merchandise there. Oh, here it is. Latency. Yep, we've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got mugs, we've got insulated cups, we've got polo shirts. Check it out, okay, on the collectibles page, shop and buy the merchandise, because that helps pay for airtime. And that's important. If you want to keep us on the air, hey, help us out a little bit. If you want to donate to the show, you can do that too. If you want to do your own show, just click on the contacts or the contact us button. Or right over here on the red dot, you click on that red dot, it comes up and it says, hey, give us your name, your phone number, and your message. Hey, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. How can I do it? Here's my cell phone number. Here's my email address. And you click send message and somebody will get back with you very quickly. Now, as far as the shows and everything, well, we got to go over the people that run this thing. And I'll tell you what, the guys that we do, we have Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO, chief operating officer. We have Raskala Stefan, and he's the chief operating officer, and he's responsible for the day-to-day operational management and all that kind of good stuff. We also have, who's he? Stu Shearer. Oh, my God. I'm a chief relationship officer. Oh, no. What is that? I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Well, I hope we have long-term success because I've been doing this for, over 15 and a half, 16 years with Money and Change. And we've been with the Trim Radio Network shortly after it was founded. Yeah, and it's been a while. I love doing the shows. I love helping people. I love making people laugh and have a good time, especially during difficult times. And, of course, then we have Victoria Smith, the chief marketing officer and all-around good person. And she's responsible for the marketing activities and brand development and things like that. So, you know, these are the Fearless Four. And you can kind of take me out of the picture, and you got the main three. You've got Michael, you got Raskala, and you got Victoria. So, you know, hey, check us out. Those are the people that are responsible for doing a lot of the shows too. And, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, I got to go back up to the top. Because, what do we have? The shows. Oh, yeah, I got to talk about the shows, because if I don't talk about the shows, we're in trouble. Let's see if we can get the dancing boxes again. Oh, the Lords are being slow today. Here we go, our shows. We've got Money and Change every Sunday, 7 p.m. The next day it goes in the vault. It sounds like we're going to the slammer, you know, but it. The archives, okay? Life Walk with Christ God, Michael Bejas, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Guess what? That's Wednesdays, 8 p.m. And then we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast every Thursday. We have Offsides College Football Top 25, and that's going to be every Thursday at 7 p.m., and I bet you Michael Bejas is saying, how about them Buckeyes? Yeah. 70-0 over Grambling. I think that was a gimme. I'll let Michael figure that one out. The Positude Podcast, 8 p.m. every Friday. One adventure awaits around the bend. And that's, of course, Saturday at 1 p.m. Branch it up with Tager and Beck. Saturday at 1:30. And then, of course, Saturday night, we've got Raskala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, you can give me the red pill or the blue pill. Well, I keep telling Raskala, I want the green pill, but no. He hasn't come up with that yet. Oh, maybe he will. But anyhow, that's Saturday at 9 p.m., and it goes till midnight. Great show. He has good guests on there. And I'll tell you what, you can do your own show. Yeah, I mean, we've got three more slots here available, and we'll create more than that. All you have to do is just contact us and we'll show you how to do your own show and learn how to press the buttons. Yeah, it's easy to do. Well, anyhow, guys, so much for that. I did give my plug there, and I always want to do that because I'll tell you what, the Trim Radio Network is a good group of people. It really is. And the shows are good. We cut the bull and serve the truth, and that's basically it. We're not going to lie to you like the other stations do. We're going to tell it as it is. And that's the only way I want it. Okay? Except, you know, comedy, different story. We kind of mess around a little bit. And some of our people actually understand that. Thank goodness. But anyhow, we've got a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu, and we won't have a video tonight. I'll save that one till Sunday on Money and Change. We've got Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out, because if you need a pen for a presentation to a loyal customer, for somebody in the sorority, fraternity, gee whiz, college, university, business, club. Check out Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. All custom work, and he does a great job. He sold pens at a place called Disney World. You ever hear of Disney World? He's gone to trade shows over in Japan, other places. He's good. Trust me. Michael Bayhaus and I both have pens from him, and they are great pens. Trust me. Well, we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and they are on YouTube. So you want to check out their shows. Some are religious and some are not. Some have to do with farming or whatever. So check them out. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Well, actually, it's Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove now because they've moved. Yeah, Wiggins, Mississippi. They've actually moved, and they're developing another farm. And you'd say, well, all it does is talk about farms. Well, they also talk about the economy and a lot of other things. Danny is no dummy. He is great. And I can't say enough about Wanda. She's great. She has her own channel too. And you can check it out just by going to Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove. Okay, we've got Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. And of course, Dave is very busy now, but he tries to get out at least one video a week. And he talks about the economy, what boots on the ground are saying, the common people that are sending him information. They're saying, hey, this is going on in Idaho. This is going on in Ohio. This is going on in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, whatever. Check him out. He's a good guy. I've known him for about 16 years. I've talked to him in the past. He doesn't like emails for some reason. He likes to get phone calls. But now that he's probably very, very busy, I think he'll take emails. Also, we've got Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and she does some really good videos. And she does some commentary, too. Very, very good. Also, we have Amber Stork with Prepper Princess. And you have to check out her videos on YouTube because she tells you how to save some money. And she's a self-made millionaire. Also, we have LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. Has over 700 YouTube videos on different topics. But I'm going to tell you what. Bingo. Dave got me involved in GMRS radios, General Mobile Radio Service. And I'll tell you what. For $35, you get a 10-year license. 10 years. And you can get these radios and get the good ones because the bubble wraps really aren't the best. Okay? But you see where I'm going with it. And I'll tell you what, your family can use your call sign as long as they behave with the rules, okay? The rules are real simple. No cussing, swearing, and so forth. It's easy. But get a GMRS radio. And this one, I can talk 35 miles away to Dayton, Ohio, and get a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and get out another 90 miles. And it's great. You got to talk to different people, different times of the day, different times of the night. I basically talk to people at night. But in an emergency, hey, and the grid goes down and so forth, you have these radios that you can communicate. Hey, if the cell phones don't work and the landlines don't work, what are you going to use to communicate? And you're not a ham operator. And with GMRS, you don't have to take a test. That's a good thing. Well, Colby with the Max, you want to check him out. He has very good commentary. He had one today. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I usually follow along frequently because he's got good common sense, and that's hard to find anymore. I think they ought to have a class on common sense in schools, also shop class and things like that. But you know, hey, don't get me going on education. I taught for 8 years, and you think I would go more than that, but I was in business a lot after that. So anyhow, education, yeah, I kind of know the ropes there, and did some instruction. And what I did was I actually taught blind people and visually impaired people how to run a business. And I'll tell you what, They were very good students. Of course, they were all over 21. But they had a desire to learn to make money and treat their customers fairly. I drilled that in their heads. Wow, so much for that. What else do we have going on? Well, I have to go back and hit the button again. And if I do it right, I didn't do it right the other night. Boy, I really super messed up. I really did. And what I did was I went to hit the button and I thought I hit the button. And guess what? You heard the joking around, but you didn't see the videos. And I finally caught it when I rewound everything. I actually watched the show again as soon as it's over with. I do that. I critique the show every time. Oh, I messed up here. Oh, I forgot this. I didn't do that. Oh, I can't blame myself for trying to be perfect because nobody's perfect. Mm-mm. Only God's perfect, right? Okay, let's see what we can get going here because we got a show to do, guys. Well, so much for applause. We'll get out of that. Hey, here's our Facebook page, guys. If I can get it there. I lost my page. Here it is. You can check us out on Facebook. My World Love Laughing, whatever. And you can join us for free. No problem. Just let us know. Send us a message. We'll get you in there. And like I said, you can sit back and eat your popcorn, too. So I hope you seasoned it well, and I hope you have a good beverage to go with it. Sometimes I put other things in here. Rogue Prepper put one in. Her last name is really Rogue, believe it or not. But she's talking about prepping and what can get you killed if you're not prepared, okay? Also, why so many buttons? GMRS Radio, you have to check that one out. And Randolfo, actually Randy, does a really good job in explaining things about the radios. Now, Yaesu, it can be used for GMRS. Basically, that's a ham radio, but you can get the channels. So you can check that one out. Okay, so we posted a lot of different things here, and Seinfeld's actually having his popcorn too. I don't have any popcorn. I can't eat and talk at the same time. You know, it gets difficult. But anyhow, that's our Facebook page. It's free to check to see what's going on and so forth. Right there. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, my goodness. I know what's going on. I forgot to go to this page. Ah, there's our page. Right there. Okay. If it looks like I'm disorganized, I feel disorganized tonight because I'll tell you what, the next thing that came up kind of really upset me a little bit here. You know, this feds investigate the deadly stabbing on North Carolina's light rail train. Yeah, this gal from the Ukraine came over with her mom to the States and peaceably immigrated the way you're supposed to. And, you know, she's working at a store, and guess what? She gets knifed for no reason. And here she is with her ball cap on, and the guy that allegedly knifed her is right behind. And they showed the video of some of it, and it really upsets me. Why in the heck in the U.S. of A. do we have to put up with people stabbing people, people shooting people? That's the bad thing. Why do we have that? Hey, there's a train. That's a sound I don't really have. I'm going to have to get rid of that. I got rid of the train. Okay, but here, you can take a look and see peaceably there, and boom, next thing you know, she gets knifed and she dies, okay? And that's going on, and the guy that did it was an immigrant. And that was in Charlotte. And I'll tell you what, there was a saying here, murders on public transit like that of Arina Zaruska should never be allowed to happen again. I've seen videos of other countries' subways or trains. They behave themselves. Well, except for England. But people are peace-loving people. They don't want to be bothered by somebody else, especially somebody that decides to stab somebody. I mean, good grief. That is that really gets to me. I mean, come on, people. Everybody has to behave. You know, if I like to travel on a plane, I like to sit there and look out the window or read or listen to music or something. Or I'm riding a bus. I want to have a good time and do my own thing. Not get knifed, not get shot at, not have your car stolen if you're at a mall, like the Dayton Mall. One guy just watched his car being stolen. There's nothing he could do. You know, I mean, crazy stuff going on, people. It's got to stop. Now, this thing came up with Charlie Kirk getting shot. And I'm looking at this. This was live on JLR Investigates. And I looked at that and I thought, man, oh, man, another person getting shot. I didn't know where. What was it? Utah Valley University. They have 40,000 students there. I never knew it existed. Yeah, 40,000 students. And he's talking to people, and all of a sudden, bingo, he gets shot. The bullet, they say, actually hit his bulletproof vest that he has under his shirt, but it ricocheted up and hit him in the neck, basically bled to death. And stuff like that shouldn't happen. I mean, this is America, man. This is not some South American country, stuff like that. I mean, I get upset about it. And in some cases, you get all these liberal judges, liberal mayors, liberal cop chiefs. You know, it upsets me because they just let stuff happen. It happened in Cincinnati. Cincinnati used to be a peaceable town. But guess what? It's not now. Cleveland used to be halfway decent, and not now. People just let things go right down the tubes. And you thought I was going to say go to hell in the handbasket. Well, they do. And there's no need for it. So much for my ranting, but you know I'm ticked off. And you can watch JLR Investigates. It does a good job. This was live. Couple hours ago, and I was watching this and going, oh my goodness, all this stuff going on. We don't need that. We're above that. And if judges are giving people just little slaps on the hand and saying, okay, you murdered somebody or raped somebody, tell you what, we're going to give you a $2,000 fine and let you loose on your own recognizance, and we'll see you in 2 months for your court date. I have a problem with that. Or somebody selling drugs to minors. I have a problem with that. Am I conservative? No, I think I'm reasonable. The problem of it is, we've got some very liberal judges that just slap on the hand. They don't support the police, like Cincinnati and other towns. Yeah, I got a problem with that. Well, anyhow, that was going on. And then we had Charlie Kirk. I knew some cooks in my day. No, they weren't chefs either. Well, I knew some chefs. But Charlie Kirk, he had his own national TV show. And I'll tell you, the ricochet, and they got him in the neck, and they can't find the person they're looking. They got somebody of interest locked up. And I watched the conference with their governor and the FBI and so forth, and listened to all of their comments. I really like the Utah governor. He's a pretty sharp guy. But anyhow, we don't need this stuff. And they said Kirk was shot from on top of a building somewhere. And they're trying to trace all that down. And I hope when they get the guy that Utah has a pretty good court system. I think they will take care of that situation if they can find him. And they said it looked like a professional hit job. And if it was a professional hit job, you got to find out who's doing that stuff. It may be hard to find, but, you know, hey, you need to. We got to have peace and quiet. We don't need shootings and rapes and all kinds of murders and stabbings and all that kind of stuff. People, grow up. There I am ranting again. Oh, tonight must be a rant night. I have to check my calendar and see if tonight was listed as a rant night. Well, anyhow, there was some stuff about Gary Burbank. And, you know, we did it last week, and I was talking about Gary Burbank, and I had videos lined up. Well, some of them played, but you didn't see them. Why? Because dummy here didn't hit the button. Because I've got a complicated screen set up, and I failed to hit that button. So I went back and found a few things, and I think you'll be able to see these. I really want to see if I can. Oh, guess what? You can't see them. You know why? Because I didn't hit the button. Jeez, come on. You have to hit the button. You have to hit the button. Share. Yeah, I did share it. Well, now you're going to see Gary Burbank again. And this is the Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs. And to preface this, Gary had a great radio show on WLW. The problem of it was he tried to do TV. And his comical ideas kind of worked. I believe it was on CPO, WCPO in Cincinnati, as a trial run. And he had several shows. And some were funny, and some could be questionable. Well, anyhow, he had a character called the Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs. And the little church of the winged gospel truth. And here we go. This is the show that you should have seen last week.
The little TV church of the white winged gospel truth is on the air. Oh, let's open today with a reading from the book of Anonymous.
Yes.
Not your Old Testament, not your New Testament, but your present testament written by me. Now, this is one of my favorite passages. Anonymous 3:16. And it goeth on to say, yea, verily, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For I am packing a rod.
Especially in Cincinnati.
Even the tower, though, of the 357 Magnum cannot put us out of our misery today, Flock. And I come today to ease that burden. I'm talking about that biblical relic, the mystery of the ages, the Shroud of Turin. Amen. Yea, Flock, but there are skeptics in this world. Heathen, miserable, wretched skeptics. And what do they say? They say the Shroud of Turin is a forgery, yea, a hoax, a sham, as phony as Jessica Hahn's intended. I can't believe it myself, Flock. No, I wanted to see this with mine own eyes, so I called and requested the Shroud. And I took the shroud with my own hands, these hands, and I looked at it with my own eyes, these eyes, and I thought, biblical bamboozle. And at that moment, I knew there was only one thing I could do. That's right, effective today. We're marking down everlasting peace in our Shroud of Turin linen sail. Oh, that's right. Queen, bull, queen, king, the Shroud of Turin linen sail. They may not be authentic, but they are machine washable. Oh, yes. The Shroud of Turin proved to be a proper hoax, a forgery, carbon dating tested fail. This big sale. The tests were taken and critics scoffed, but they are still 50% off. And I'll see you all during my personal appearance at the Reverend Skaggs and Pinkwood Clearance. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Don't worry, Buck. When the Shroud of Turin linen is gone, we'll be getting a shipment of Shroud of Elvis linen authenticated by the bacon stain. Oh, don't make me holler. Don't make me shout. Turn them pockets inside out.
Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we have another one for you.
Good evening. I'm Dan Buck, broadcasting from my intellectual tower into your valley of ignorance. And because I really care, every Tuesday, we invite you crime dogs to lick crime. Tonight, our crime dog reporter, Pamela Parento, is at the scene of a bank robbery. Pamela?
Dan, the Second First National Bank behind me was the scene of perhaps the most creative crime this month. This afternoon, an unidentified person drove up to this drive-through window. What happened next was a first for teller Carol Newberry, who has worked at the bank for 4 years.
It seemed like a very polite person. I didn't think anything unusual, just a customer who likes skiing.
At 2:15 p.m., a person in an average-looking blue car pushed a small-caliber firearm and a hold-up note into the transaction tube. The person waited patiently as the transaction was sent through the system. The teller complied with the bank's policy of non-resistance and did exactly as the note said. She placed exactly $7,644.37 in unmarked bills into the tube and returned them. The person thanked her and drove away. Witnesses have worked with a police artist to identify this person. The robber is said to be either male or female, wearing a black ski mask with a maroon and gray stripe, and sitting in a car. If you have seen this man or woman, call the Crime Dog Hotline. As always, your identity will be kept confidential. And help us to lick
crime. Hello there. I'm a big fat balling guy with a stubby cigar in his mouth with his pants down zip from the BBC Home Shopping Show. And this time, I'm being honest with you. When I say, don't you just hate it when you get all dressed up for a party, and then when you get in your car, your seatbelt gets you right across the yin-yang. But you gotta wear your seatbelt because that's the law. But now, binding uncomfortable seatbelts are no longer a problem. Not with Big Fat's new fake seatbelt shirt. What an idea. Just remember, when you're being rushed to the emergency ward, you're striking a blow for rugged individualism. You're striking out against big government. You're striking your windshield at 80 miles an hour. Yeah, and remember, every big fat fake seatbelt comes with a fake airbag. For even more pretend safety. Call right now. We got operators standing by. And now, let's get back to our show.
It's a scream. BBC, it's a scream.
Hello. I'm a Joe DeBart. This is my network. Our Lois is going to make you smile. If not, maybe Bernie come by your house and stick a coat hanger in your mouth.
That'll make him smile, boss.
He's a good boy. Hey, Bernie, let's start off by making fun of the Normans.
Right, boss.
This is Angry Albert. And here's the heavyweight lineup on Thursday night when the BBC brings you those
glorious nuns of wrestling. Winchester, Kate of Fate, Peter and Jade take on the Russian Mother Superior. And the singing nun hits a high note.
I want to say to the Russian Mother Superior, I want you, Mother, this time, bring your rosary, Mother, because you're going to
need it. Oh, it's the Russian Mother Superior. Your magical weaklings mean nothing to me.
Mother Superior, you're a bad habit.
Don't miss the heavenly hijinks of those glorious nuns of wrestling Thursday night on BBC.
Oh, that reminded me about my time at Xavier University, and I had a class. Actually, I had several classes with nuns. I mean, it was fun, especially when I had to teach a class. And I'll tell you what, I had a good time with it, and the nuns laughed and roared and had a good time. I don't think that they wrestled. They did like to hop on the bus and go to the ballpark, though, after class, and had a good time. And I remember one class, we had Dr. Schur, and his nickname for the class was Tink, as in tincture. And Tink was teaching the class, and he had an overhead projector, and he went to write something, and he dropped his special pen and he broke it, and he said a few choice words, and all of a sudden he stood up, turned around, and he looked, and half the class of 300 happened to be nuns and brothers. You want to talk about something else? Those guys were laughing like crazy. I had so much fun there. Xavier is a good school. It was tough, but it was a good school. Wow, what else we have going on in the world of having a little bit of fun during a day of adversity? Here's another Gary Burbank. You'll like this one. It's about family life and taking showers. Perk your interest.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me sick? I just want to run my lower lip through an electric can opener. I seen myself naked last night for the first time in years. I gotta tell you the truth, it scared the hell out of me. You know how you get out of the shower and the bathroom mirror's all fogged up with steam? You wipe a little circle clean to shave, and from that viewpoint, I've always looked kind of dreamlike and manly. Well, for some reason last night, the water in the shower wasn't that hot, and the mirror was bone dry, and I freaked out when I seen it. I thought there's some naked stranger in the bathroom with me. And I figured it out. But every time I move a hand, so did he. It was some sort of perverted Patty and Kathy trick from the Patty Duke show type thing. Well, let me put it this way. The years have been a lot less kind to me than previously believed. And I ain't saying I blimped up or nothing, but it's weird, really. I mean, my arms are still half-tanned and muscular. My legs are still as scrawny as ever. But fact is, I got me a belly that make Booter jealous. Fact is, I look like a marshmallow with four toothpicks sticking out in it. Well, I figured it's time to make a change in my life. I could hit the exercise line, pump me some iron, build some muscle, get lean and mean. Or I could take hotter showers. Pass the soap, will you?
Wake up, America!
Hey, you want to feel good about your money? Let's stand next to the finest person you've got. How about it's American?
It's all. Yeah, I once knew a lady that was so fat. Oh, I know. How fat was she? Oh, my goodness. She accidentally sat down on her chihuahua. And when she got up, she looked around. She couldn't find the chihuahua. And she was putting up notices all around the block for lost and found, you know, lost. Chihuahua. It turned out to be in the crack of her dress. Well, anyhow, oh, yeah. Stuff like that happens. Well, what else do we have going on here? I know everybody's saying, Stu, shut up. Just go ahead and press the button. Well, I'm going to do that. You just have to give me a chance. Okay? And guess what? Oh, my God, what happened here? Don't tell me. My share screen is, there it is, son of a gun. What the heck is going on here? Look at that. Well, I had all this stuff. Well, let's see if I can go back and find what I'm going to do here. Oh, Gilbert Gnarly.
Nashville Tours, can I help you?
Yes, my name is Gilbert Gnarly, G-N-A-R-N-E-Y, and I have 36 people from the St. Piazzadore Golden Buckeye Retirement Community Senior Citizens Group who are coming down there in the middle of April during the week. Can you accommodate 36 people?
You can rent a bus. Are you coming down on your own bus?
I don't know. We're coming from up yonder.
Well, you can rent a bus for about $6 an hour.
$6 an hour?
$60 an hour. We have a four-hour minimum.
That's wonderful. I know you have loudspeakers on the bus.
They're all equipped with PA systems, yes.
And what is that, a loudspeaker?
Yes, it is.
Some people can't hear very well, you know. We had trouble at the Stones concert. Couldn't hear a thing. They're not as loud as they used to be.
Sir, let me get someone else to help you. One moment.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Yes, we need a bus.
Say when?
Well, be around the middle of April.
All right.
And I was told to ask you a few things. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about the tour? I was told to be sure to ask, would we be able to see the Grand Ole Opry building?
Which tour? The new one or the old one? If you go downtown, you see the old one.
Well, we'd like to see the old one if we can.
Okay.
That'd be nice, because we used to listen at night, you know. But there'd be a chance we could see the home of Little Jimmy Dickens.
Yes, that's on the tour number one. You can request that also.
That's wonderful. And mostly, would we be able to see Porter Wagoner's grave?
Okay, you just need to, what you need to do is just send me a letter typing what you would like to see on the tour.
I thought, you know, what happened to Dolly Parton's career after she left Porter Wagoner? Tell you, I can only just imagine how big she might have been if she'd have stayed with Porter on that TV show. She left Porter, didn't always see her after that.
Mm-hmm.
No, Porter, he's up in the hillbilly heaven right now with Tex Ritter and Buck Owens, you know. Like to see Porter Wagoner's grave.
Okay.
And what cemetery is Porter Wagoner in now?
I don't believe he died, sir. Porter Wagoner's still alive.
Well,
you talking about Marty Robbins?
No, we're talking about Porter Wagoner. He used to sing with Dolly Parton, but you knew he died.
No, he didn't, sir.
He did not die? This kind of spoils our sightseeing tour. I don't think many people would want to go if they couldn't see Porter Wagoner's grave.
Well, that's up to your group, sir.
They all wanted to see Porter Wagoner's grave. Everybody. That's the only thing we all agreed on. Is he ill?
Pardon?
Is Porter Wagoner sick?
No, sir. I don't believe that he's passed away.
Listen, let me leave you my number. And when he passes away, would you give me a call?
Sir.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm not going to call you and tell you when somebody dies, sir.
I'd call you if somebody in my group died if I had to change the reservation number from 36 to 35.
Wow. I talk to about 500 people a day.
I just don't think any trip to Nashville would be complete without seeing Porter Wagoner's grave.
Well, that's up to you, sir. Just send us a letter what you like.
I'll be watching the newspaper when he dies. I'll call
you. Thank you, sir.
Okay?
Okay. Here's another.
Yes, my name is Gilbert Marley, G-N-A-R-L-E-Y.
Huh?
Could you tell me something about the nitroglycerin tablets?
Yes, what can you tell?
The reason I'm speaking like this is I'm trying not to move. I reside at the St. Piazzadora Golden Bucca Retirement Community.
Uh-huh.
And they have played a very cruel joke on me. Mylon Fletz, who is a very nasty person, he substituted nitroglycerin tablets for my B vitamins.
Uh-huh.
And now I have inadvertently taken a nitroglycerin tablet.
Yeah, well, can you get some help from where you are right there?
Well, Mylon says if I make any sudden movements, I will explode.
No, who said that?
Mylon Fletz, the man who played the joke. He says I would explode if I make any sudden movements.
No, you won't. You took one tablet?
One tablet, yes.
Did you swallow it?
I swallowed it.
It's not going to do anything to you?
You mean I won't explode?
You won't, no.
He says I won't explode.
Will too.
He said I will too.
Uh-uh.
He said no.
No, you won't.
I won't explode. They're just playing a joke on me.
Will tell.
Will not.
Will tell.
Like, well, I feel so much better now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You have me scared to death.
No, you'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. Gilbert Gnarly. What a character. Wow. You know, it reminded me of the time somebody told me, they said, they always give guys at the nursing home Viagra. And I said, well, why do they give them Viagra at bedtime? It says keeps them from rolling out of bed. Oh, well, so much for that. I do have one more funny, and I got to play that one because it's a good one.
Hello?
Who was it?
I don't know. Didn't say anything, just hung up.
Why'd they hang up?
Probably had the wrong number.
Why would someone call a wrong number at this time of night?
Calling the wrong number anytime, not.
Why would they pick this number?
I don't think they picked this number. Probably just dialed, got the wrong number.
Is it a signal?
Is what a signal?
Your friend that called.
He's not my friend.
He's not?
No.
But you said they didn't say anything.
They didn't.
But how do you know it's a he?
I don't.
You just said, he's not my friend.
It's just a figure of speech when you say that. See, what I should have said was, whoever it was, didn't say it.
So why didn't you say that?
I don't know. I wish I would have. Right.
Is that part of your plan?
What plan?
To confuse me.
How would I confuse you?
Very simple. You just said it was a he, when it's really a she. But then you're saying whoever to confuse me.
That's confusing me.
She who?
Don't ask me. She's your friend.
There's no she. That's just the wrong number. That's all.
Is she pretty?
Who?
Your girlfriend.
Oh. Look, there's no she. Somebody just dialed, got the wrong number. That's all. That's all that one.
Was that a signal?
What?
Closing the window.
Close the window because that was cold.
Well, why didn't you close the window before you got the signal on the phone?
I wasn't cold before I got the signal.
Look, there's no signal, see? No she. It's the wrong number on the phone. I just closed that because I was cold. That's all. I go to sleep.
Are you sure she saw that?
What?
The lights going on and off.
Did who see that?
You tell me. She's your friend.
Martha, why don't you just go to sleep? It's 2:30.
How did you know it's 2:30?
That's what the clock says.
Or is it because she said she was going to call at 2:30?
Who?
The girl is waiting outside for your signals of closing the window and turning the lights on and off. That's who.
Look, there's no girl, nobody waiting or anything. That was the wrong number. Do you understand?
Now, why in your wildest imagination would I want to even mess around with another woman? You know I love you. Crying out loud. Get to sleep, will you? God.
Honey, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just jealous.
Well, there's no reason to be. I love you. Now, you just go to sleep. I got to get up early.
I love you, too, and I'm sorry.
All right, don't worry.
You open that door and I'll blow you.
Oh, yeah, that was the last thing of the evening. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a good one. I was looking around for things today, and that was a good one. So, oh, boy, what an evening. I hope you finished your popcorn and your drink, and I hope that you had a good time, despite my having problems hitting the daggone buttons. But promise me one thing. You don't go out and shoot anybody or mug anybody. And watch out for people that like to do that stuff. It's a crazy world out there. We need some more civility, okay? And with that, guys, I will see you on Sunday with Money and Change. And we'll hopefully be able to tell you guys and show you guys how to save some money. And with that, you have a good evening, and we'll see you Sunday on Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And remember, if you want to do your own show, contact us. Let us know, because we'll help you along the way, and hopefully you can press the buttons better than I do. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.